Chickasaw citizen and Republican Tom Cole is seeking re-election in Oklahoma's 4th Congressional District. He was first elected in 2002, and if he wins, will serve his 10th term in office. Cole touts his willingness to work across the aisle on issues affecting Indian country, so KOSU's Allison Herrera talked with him on some of the issues his constituents are currently facing.
You submitted an amicus brief in support of Muscogee Creek Nation in the McGirt case. Why did you do that, and what was your reaction to the ruling when it came out?
I think people in Oklahoma look on McGirt as primarily an Oklahoma issue, and certainly the case itself is. But the ruling has profound implications for all of Indian country and every treaty out there. So, again, we're going to have to work together to find a way to work through the challenges of McGirt. I knew it would create some problems, but I also, again, I knew which way the Supreme Court was likely to rule. I was persuaded by Neil Gorsuch, who was Donald Trump's first Supreme Court appointments ruling, and I thought it's best to actually, position yourself to try and do some federal legislation.
So let's switch gears a little bit. Currently the state of Oklahoma has one of the highest per day count of coronavirus cases. What do you think needs to be done to get those numbers to go down? And do you support a mask mandate in the state?
At the federal level, there's really not much authority for us to do that. I mean, we can urge. We do a lot of things in terms of persuading states with federal dollars to go along with federal recommendations out of the Center for Disease Control. At the end of the day, the ultimate answer is a vaccine and improve therapeutics. We're on the road to both in record time.
You know, larger tribes in Oklahoma, like the Five Tribes and others, can weather the economic downturn caused by the pandemic. But, you know, there are a lot of smaller tribes throughout the state whose citizens are really hurting. Do you think more legislation is needed to help those tribes that have less reserves and rely heavily on gaming revenue to support their governments and their programs?
If we have another coronavirus supplemental, and I hope we do, I'm disappointed we don't have one by now, then I would certainly hope the tribes are at the table. And that's a big advantage for Oklahoma because it not only helps tribal citizens, it helps non-tribal citizens as well.
So you're running for a 10th term in Congress, and you've been quoted as saying that Native issues aren't Democrat or Republican. What do you mean by that?
I mean, they tend to fall along two principal issues. And most Native legislation, if you look at it, actually passes on a coalition basis. Remember, a lot of America doesn't know a lot about tribal governments or tribal sovereignty because there aren't tribes located there. That's second nature to us in Oklahoma because of the presence of so many tribes of such substantial size in many cases. But the two key issues for tribal issues are always, number one, do you respect tribal sovereignty or not? And we have Republicans that do and Republicans that don't. We have Democrats that do and Democrats that don't. You know, it's interesting if you look at the Native Americans in Congress, there's four of us. I always say, two of we're the perfectly balanced caucus. So two of us are men, two of us are women. Two of us are Republicans, two of us are Democrats. The reality is we work together.
That was Oklahoma U.S. Congressman Tom Cole speaking with KOSU Indigenous Affairs reporter Allison Herrera.